Joining me now is Press TV's Hassan Ghani, who's accompanying the Palestina, Viva Palestina convoy. Hassan, what's the latest?
Well, there's been some extremely angry scenes here for the last couple of hours as the convoy members have been locked in a standoff between them and the Egyptian authorities. The Egyptian authorities wanted to push the convoy straight through the Rafah border tonight into Gaza. However, only one quarter of the people have actually arrived here. There were four flights scheduled. The first flight has landed. The other three are still to land. And so the convoy organizers were afraid that this was a ploy to separate the convoy, to only allow a quarter of the convoy through to the Gaza Strip and leave the rest stranded in Al-Arish, or in fact to leave them in Syria. So that has now, just in the last few minutes, that standoff has been resolved. The Egyptian authorities have agreed to allow the convoy to wait in Al-Arish for the remainder of the people to arrive by plane, and then hopefully they should cross into the Gaza Strip tomorrow afternoon.
What about the condition of the cargo, Hassan? I mean, there are concerns about the food and medicine being expired.
Well, that was in Aqaba while they were waiting in Aqaba for permission to cross into Egypt from the port of Aqaba to Nuweiba. The extremely hot temperatures were causing some sort of damage to the medicines. The Jordanian authorities did solve that issue by sending a refrigerated truck to the location and putting all the medicines in there. So that was no longer an issue. So that should be okay. What is an issue is the Egyptian authorities are refusing to allow 60 vehicles of the 250 through. That is the American vehicles and some 4x4 Land Rovers, and also the Turkish satellite band that has been accompanying us for Turkish television.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time being. Many thanks to Press TV's Hassan Ghani with the Viva Palestina Aid Convoy.